Sometimes the fun begins when the paved road ends. Chevy Silverado 2500 HD is made to work hard and play hard on the road or off. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for details and experience life in HD.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
Hey guys, it's Pete.
Hello, it's Jane.
All I can say is, wow.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
720 WGN, Pete McMurray, Jane Monsouris in the Allstate Showcase Studios. I made the mistake this morning of telling people I was a little down, a tiny bit.
You need to get it together, Pete. You're a little bit down. You've got the holiday blues. It's just
running around that's driving me crazy.
What do you mean running around? It's 10 o'clock in the morning. What have you done?
I made the mistake of telling you guys, and I thought you'd pump me up, and it didn't work.
No, we just brought you further down. But I can see it. It's coming off of your skin like
this steam of
a bah humbug guy today.
That is so not true.
I think you look great, Pete.
Thank you, Steve.
For a guy who's down at the holidays.
Down in Frown Town is what your middle name is.
Sometimes you get a little depressed around the holidays, right? Don't we all?
Yes.
Bertrand, you do, right?
He's sure, I do.
Happy as a
lark. I understand.
Okay.
Yes, you can get a little bit upset. But today, you have zero reason to be a little disappointed or even in a bad mood, and I could see it. Are you going to change your tune, mister?
I thought by telling everyone that I was a little down, you guys would pump me up. Mm-hmm. But the more that, since I told you, you guys keep telling me how depressed I am. And it's making me more depressed.
But what people don't understand is your lowest low is pretty high and happy anyway. Nobody would know.
Cochran walked out of the studio. Hey, man, you got one Christmas and it's Sunday. Get with it.
He did.
I'm like, okay. All right.
That was a good lesson.
Hey, I'm happy.
Yeah. Who is that guy again? I heard you guys talking about me
just
in the other
room. Stop.
Thanks a lot. This is just how it all started with your crabby mood.
I had a great day yesterday.
Yeah.
Remember, I dropped off my presents across the street. I just picked them up. Everything's wrapped. I feel good about it.
So you did get the presents wrapped, and you spent the money on wrapping the presents.
Five gifts, $25. Well worth it.
What is it about wrapping gifts that makes you upset? You don't like so much.
It was this thing that just was there, and I needed to get it done. Because my wife is all about the wrapping and the bows. So today I'm going to go out and buy these huge bows.
But don't you think there's something charming about a present that's sloppily wrapped?
No. Not at our house. Not at all.
I don't believe
Absolutely
it.
Absolutely not.
I'm going to call Sarah after the show and ask
her. And yesterday I spent the day with Charlie. We went and saw the movie Sing.
The Singing Animals.
I sent you a text afterwards. This is a great movie.
You did.
It's a great movie. It's about these animals that have a talent show and they sing. And when the elephant sang at the end, I got a little choked up.
You cried.
I didn't cry.
Why did you get choked up?
I don't know.
It's endearing, the elephant singing.
Right. The elephant was singing at the end of the movie.
Do you see yourself in the elephant, Pete?
I don't.
You
the
don't.
Elephant, it was a female elephant with a very high voice. I hope I don't see myself in the elephant. But Sing's a good movie. I love seeing movies around the holidays.
And so it's a kid movie, but it also has adult perspective.
It does.
Okay.
And as Dean Richards brought up a few times with Sing, he gave it a Dean's List A. He said, of course, it's for kids, but it's made for adults too.
And
adult humor.
And I texted you back yesterday. I said, of course it's good. They wouldn't release it if it wasn't.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's a good feel-good holiday movie.
This is something we should see over the weekend.
And you had a great day yesterday.
I went to this amazing tree trimming party last night. It was in this gigantic mansion, and I went into every room, and we all put ornaments on the trees, and they had servers, and then we had to take our shoes off.
Not
and then
the
we had to
tree
wear
trimming party. Something happened to you after you left.
Oh, yeah. I had a great day. You're talking about my flat tire.
Yes.
Oh, thanks. Now you're bringing me down to Frown Town, Pete. Yeah, I had a flat tire right when we left the studio yesterday. So, we park behind the beautiful, big, gorgeous Tribune Tower. And so that's sort of lower Wacker-ish, right?
Right.
And so I just maybe went a block, and I'm like, something's wrong with my car. And I get out, and I'm still sort of underground-ish coming up, like kind of in front of a Billy Goat Tavern. Do you know where that is?
Yep.
So I get out of the car, and I look, and there I'm standing there. The tire is flat as flat can be. I must have driven over something on the way in, so it had time to just leak out, but it was totally, completely flat.
Underneath Illinois, underneath Michigan Avenue, it's dark down there.
Yeah, it's dark down there. Yeah,
I mean, it even scares me when you're around the corner. Even today, when it's super sunny, it's dark underneath the street.
Yes, I do.
And that's
a lot
where
of
we have to go to park in Tribune Tower.
Yeah, and that's where my car was. And so, while I'm standing there staring at it, going, "Oh, great! What am I going to do now?" You know, the first thing I'm going to call the roadside assistants. They're going to come and put on the fake tire. Because I don't know how to change a tire, but this is why the thing turned around. I was just staring at it, just shaking my head, going, well, of course this happens to me today.
Why do people do that? Stand outside their car and just kind of look at it and think that flat's going to fix itself.
Well, I don't know what to do. Like, the first thing, you're like, oh, how am I going to change this? Well, a lovely couple came over, a younger couple, like maybe like early 30s-ish. I don't know. But I got to thank them, Tony and Stephanie from Des Moines, Iowa. They were visiting our beautiful city, coming up to Michigan Avenue to shop, and they said, no, Tony said, let me fix your tire. I'm like, no, I'm going to call the roadside assistant. No need for you to get dirty. And they said, no, it's fine. We're going to fix it. I'm like, no.
I can't believe this. This is the skeptic in me. If I'm on underneath the street, okay, which is like Lower Wacker, underneath Michigan Avenue in Illinois right there.
Cold day.
Someone's walking up to me. I'm thinking, I'm getting in my car. I'm locking the doors. I trust no one underneath there. And this couple came walking up and said, hey, can we help?
I mean, they were a nice-looking couple and very nice. Are you okay, ma'am? I'm like, well, first of all, ma'am. Okay, yes, I'm fine. I'm going to just get this fixed. And they said, no, we're going to help you. And I, no, it's good. And they said, yeah, we want to help you now. So the guy changed my tire, and everybody was happy. And they went on their way, and I went to get the real tire put on. I mean, it was really a really nice gesture that it was very unexpected in a moment of, like, how am I going to – I don't know what to do.
So here is the skeptic.
Stories like that, and you're down on the holidays.
They helped Jane. They didn't help me. But think about it. If you see a couple or two people walking up to you underneath Michigan Avenue, Bertrand, what are you going to do? What's your first reaction?
I take out my wallet and...
Here you go.
Everything in it.
Just take it. Here's my cell phone and my wallet. Christmas be on shopping. Your way. That'll be nice. So here was my question to Jane yesterday when I found this out. Number one, when was the last time anyone has changed a tire? I mean, I haven't changed a tire in years.
I was just talking about that last week. I mean, I used to do it. I couldn't do it now, I don't think.
The last time I changed the tire is when they had the steel bumpers. Seriously.
Right.
I've never changed a tire.
I wouldn't even know how to use the jack, that little small thing. I don't even think I've taken it out of my trunk.
I can't even really get to the spare tire in my trunk because there's so much stuff in my trunk. So this poor couple had to empty my trunk first to get to the tire.
Oh, my God, the Greek hoarder. What did you have in your trunk?
I had some Halloween costumes in there. I have a sit-upon from when I went to high school, which was a very long time ago. I don't even know why the sit-upon is still in there.
Why do you have high school stuff in your trunk?
I don't know.
Halloween costumes? What are they doing in your trunk? Why are they there?
Well, they're meant to go back into the Halloween storage, but they're still in the trunk. But so they had to wait for me to unload the trunk,
God.
Christmas presents, gym bags, everything.
That is just painful.
But they helped me out, and it was so nice.
So number one, when was the last time you changed a tire? Number two, do you stop to help people on the side of the road?
Number three, what's a sit-upon?
Well, it's a sit. You sit upon it. You see, it's a sit upon. You sit upon it. It's what you know. What when you go to the high school football games and the bleachers are really cold and it's like kind of like a little piece of foam that's covered in plastic.
Never gotten that.
We got.
I thought it was part
80s.
Of your dress.
I didn't want to ask.
I thought a sit upon was something that attached to your skirt.
That's the Kardashians. Yes.
But do you help people on the side of the road, Steve?
No. I mean, no. I don't hit them. I think that's helping them.
I mean, if you saw someone that was stranded on the side of the road with a flat tire, would you pull over? I just don't trust people. And I'm busy, man. I'm in a hurry.
You should pull over and help people. I was stranded on the side of the road one time in Phoenix, Arizona. I had just moved there to work in radio, and I was wearing a red suit for some reason. And the woman or man stopped to help me fix my tire. And he said, I thought you were Gloria Estefan. I wanted to stop and help fix your tire.
God.
So this is the second helping of tire fixing for me.
312-981-7200 is our phone number.
I feel like Pete is like a Hallmark movie today, you know?
Wow.
Doesn't trust people. He hates Christmas.
I'm going to get
something. You're going to get hit on the head by the Christmas star.
It's going to happen today, isn't it? You're right. It's like a Christmas movie.
Wipe your tears with this.
It's 720 WGN. We're going to watch that before Christmas. Charlie Brown. Yeah. Pete McMurray, Jane Monzura is talking about changing a tire. Would you help someone on the side of the road? It happened to Jane yesterday. The flat tire. Did you have, was it the donut or do you have an actual spare?
No, they put the donut
on. The donut on.
But then I went and I got a new tire.
Okay.
All good.
Let's go to Joanne. Joanne, you're on WGN.
Hi, I'm 46 years old, and when I was getting my driver's license, my dad insisted that I learn how to change the tire before I could take the car out.
Okay.
Wow. So I think it's a good life lesson to know.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And my husband, he stops and changes someone's tire probably twice a year, will stop and help someone who's stranded, and he says he does it because he feels like he's paying it forward, and if his wife was ever stranded with a flat tire, he would hope someone would do the same for me.
Good so. For him.
Oh, that's so nice. It brings tears to my eyes. What a great guy.
Now, Joanne, just to state, yes. I think we all learned that back in the day. So you learned to change a tire with a metal bumper. Am I right? And you had the big jack. Nowadays, it's that small jack and you have plastic bumpers.
But I've kept up with my skills.
Good for you. Good for your parents for making you learn.
Maybe Joanne can stop by Tribune Tower next week and show me.
She can teach a class.
I'll be giving lessons at Tribune Tower next week.
I love it. Thanks, Joanne.
Thanks, Joanne.
Yeah, thank you. Merry Christmas.
That was a prerequisite. And working on your car at the McMurray house, I remember changing a radiator back in the day, changing oil. You would never take your car in to change the oil back in the day. Never.
I never even looked under the hood of my car. So, we're not car people.
John, you're on WGN Radio.
Oh, hi, guys.
Hey, John.
Like Joanne earlier, I always try to stop and help people if I get a chance. My father always did it. And so I always feel like I should be doing it, too.
Okay.
So recently I was down in downtown Chicago a couple of weeks ago, more like a couple months ago. Sort of the upper Wicker, Michigan Avenue area.
Okay.
The old couple had a car that needed a tire changed. And the guy's out there trying to wrench on it. The woman's, beside the car with him.
Right.
So I got to help him change the tire, right? Finish up. I'm walking away. And I thought to myself, oh, my God, I better check my wallet to see if I still have it with me.
Oh, jeez.
It's a happy ending. I had it with me. Just the idea that you have to be careful regardless of who you're helping.
I know.
Even some elderly old couple, it could be some scam running. You never know.
You're right. I know. Thank you, John. Years ago, I remember driving to work in the morning when I was doing the morning show. There was always cars on the ramps. And they would pull over and they would say, hey, do you have a few dollars because we ran out of gas? So I'm always skeptical of people on the side of the road. I just don't trust people. I don't want to be that guy. Oh, it never happens if you help someone change a tire. I'll be the guy that gets shot.
It's an instinctual thing. So you have a feeling, a gut feeling about people when you first meet them. So the guy on the side of the road that's asking for money because it's a scam, you probably know it's a scam.
Did you give the couple yesterday money?
I tried to. They wouldn't take it. I tried to buy them lunch. I tried to get their address. I mean, I'll send you some jam. What do you need? But they were just like, nope, thank you. Bye.
It's a great holiday story. Mm-hmm. Sue, you're on WGN.
Hi, good morning. Happy holidays.
Good morning.
Hi, Sue.
This just happened to me last week. And I was on my way to a Christmas party in River Grove. Fortunately, I'm really familiar with the area. And all of a sudden, going along there, oh, something wrong with the tire. And fortunately, there's a little gas station nearby. So I go in there. I'm like, what am I going to do? So I call the people at the party, let them know. And it was very close by. And the gas tanker happened to be there doing his work. And I thought, well, in my old age here of the 40s, I thought I would have been too embarrassed.
My old age of the 40s. Okay, keep going.
I would have been too embarrassed in my 20s to ask somebody. I thought, who better to ask than a trucker,
Sure, they want to help.
So, I said, blah, blah, this is the thing. Well, I didn't have a jack. And he's like, yeah, I do it for you. I was so embarrassed. I got embarrassed about that.
So you didn't have a jack? Did he have one to help?
No, well, that's what I thought. I mean, I'm like, well, yeah, he has a semi. I mean, the tanker truck, but I don't know.
Wow.
I guess not.
Did it get changed?
No jack.
Well, so I'll try and keep it brief. So, call people at the party again, and trying to have a long story short, ended up leaving the car at the gas station for a few hours, at least go to the party. somebody at the party, so we have the party, and at the end of the night,
somebody had
a jack.
So the moral of the story is people help. They wanted to help you. Thank you, Sue, for the phone call.
Make sure the jack is in the car before you leave.
I don't even know if I have a jack in my car. I feel like I need to check it.
I do.
Yes. I mean, I check my tires all the time. It's my wife who gets the flats and runs into the garage.
Well, because we just drive over whatever. Well, I do.
Thank you for your phone calls, Pete McMurray. Jane Monzuris coming up next. Steve with the big story. No murders in Chicago over the weekend. Details next on 720 WGN.
A lot of celebrities are revealing what gifts they got their loved ones. That's a big trend this year. Yeah. Yeah, for example, Bill Clinton gave Hillary an At Least You Won the Popular Vote coffee mug. And
That's nice. 720 WGN, Pete McMurray, Jane Monzuris, in for Bill and Wendy. I'm losing my voice all of a sudden. I got choked up thinking about Bill and Wendy. People get stressed over the holidays, and think about holiday stress and holiday travel.
What adds to the stress is traveling, but a lot of people travel over the holidays.
Her website is amyterakoch.com. Amy, thanks for coming in. It's great to see you.
Thanks for having me.
People get stressed over the holidays when they travel, don't they?
Indeed.
Why is that?
Because for a lot of reasons. First of all, a lot of people plan last minute.
Yep.
You should not plan last minute, especially if you're traveling with a family. I mean, you can, and actually this is the year to do it because the dollar happens to be so strong. But generally, it's good to know where you're going and get a decent airfare or package and really investigate months and months in advance. Also, thinking about awards travel, the only way you're going to be able to use your points and your miles is if you plan really far ahead.
My wife is an overpacker. Everywhere we go, she overpacks everything. Do you have any advice for people like that?
Yeah. First of all, leave the heels. It's always the shoes that bog you down.
I may wear those to dinner. That's how my wife thinks. She's bringing everything just in case.
I know. I'm leaving for Copenhagen tomorrow, and I just determined I am not. I'm just going flats. Everyone's already going to be a giant. I can't compete anyway, so why even try? So I have a couple tips about packing. Again, don't do it last minute. Start about a week before. Take things out.
A week before?
Oh, at least.
I've never done that.
Oh, yes. A week before. And for your wife specifically, you know, you want to make the majority of what you're wearing black. Why? First of all, it's slimming. And second of all, it matches with everything. So you want to do a lot of black and you want to be able to wear one thing with many things. So you basically want multitasking clothing. That's one tip. Packing early. Eagle Creek packing cubes are my go-to item. They're these zippered organizational cubes that you can buy. They're very inexpensive. Great gift, by the way, for anyone. They're very thin. They come in every size for your underwear, for your shoes, for your shirts, for your pants, and it compresses in the suitcase. You will not believe what a help this is.
So no rolling of the clothes? Put them in there, make them compress?
I'm a roller.
I love to roll.
Yes,
people,
I roll.
I'm not going to tell you not to roll if you're a roller. Yeah. Rock and roll all you like. But the packing cubes are next level. And the reason also why is if you're going and staying at a hotel and you don't want to unpack because who wants to waste vacation time, you shove the cubes in the drawer and you're out the door, you know, having some vino in Argentina in 5 minutes.
I never unpack. I always
leave it in the suitcase.
Yes.
Yeah, I leave it in the suitcase too. I don't want to put my stuff in the drawers in the hotel.
Yeah, it's a little bit skanky. But here's another tip for women. Never bring full size grooming products.
No.
That drives me nuts.
Yeah.
Like the big perfume, the big shampoo. You bring minis of everything and then you leave it there. So that's kind of the other thing.
Okay, that makes sense.
So do you recommend trying to shove all this into a carry-on overhead bin bag or should we check? Because I like to get everything in an overhead bin because I don't have to check anything.
It's such a good question, Jane. It depends where you're going. I had a nightmare in June where I checked a bag. I was going to France. I was going on a river cruise and then to Paris. And I was going to Paris. I'm like, well, I need leather. I need heels. I need beads. I need all of this. And I packed a bag. And of course, my luggage got lost. And it was a long thing. So I always try to tell people commit to the carry-on.
Yep.
Because if you can do it, try to get everything in. You can always do laundry when you get there. You can always buy things. But if you do lose your luggage and holiday travel is the time, especially with a connecting flight, that the chances are higher, you're going to waste 2 days buying underwear, buying, you know, pajamas and all of that stuff. So it's kind of difficult. However, if you're going to a multi-destination place and going skiing, it can be kind of tough.
Yeah,
but you should really try to do the carry-on because you also save money. So all the airlines charge now for checking bags.
I feel like guys are much easier. I mean, I've been to Vegas so many times, I could bring a brown paper bag with my clothes in it because you need one pair of pants and two shirts if you're going for
but
a weekend.
Your shoes are so
Pete,
big.
That's because you're so hot. No, that's because you're hot, man.
I appreciate that. Thank
what
you.
What about the gifts? So now you're traveling for holiday, and if you're going to a place where you're bringing gifts to the destination, do you wrap the gifts? Do you put the gifts in your bag? Do you put them in a separate bag to check that?
Okay, here's the thing. You should FedEx them.
Ship them.
Oh. You should ship them. They are so unwieldy and so difficult to maneuver. Unless you're going to Asia or to Europe, try to ship it. If you're not, put it in a lightweight duffel bag, all of it, and carry it on because it's going to get broken. It's a hard thing, but there's so many really great what's that company? L.L. Bean. All of these companies do the lightweight totes. Mm-hmm. So you bring the lightweight tote with your carry-on and shove the gifts in there.
Lightweight tote. So yes. You have to carry it. I like things with wheels.
Well, I'm talking about, no, that's the thing you put on the wheels.
Okay.
Yeah, gotcha. On the wheels.
And you carry that.
Now you're getting
and
complicated.
Check your bag.
So that, women could actually have three bags, the carry-on and then the tote and your purse.
You got to shove the purse in the tote.
Yeah, you can.
Okay,
only,
that's how it
you
works.
Have two.
Yeah.
Two bags unless you have a food item.
Yeah, unless you hide one under your blazer, which I often do.
Mm-hmm. Is that how it works?
Yeah, oh, yeah, only if you're not large-chested.
How about traveling with kids? How come people freak out when they get to an airport and forget everything when they have children?
Well, again, it's like...
Seriously, I've seen it 1,000 times.
So I write about family travel a lot. And the thing about it is once you become a parent, spontaneity is the devil. Mm-hmm. Everything should be prepared.
Yep.
If your kids are 2 and older, that's the age when they can bring their own little carry-on. And in that carry-on are the snacks, are the wipes, are the toys. Mom and dad always have to bring bribery material. Very, very important. Whatever is a forbidden food at home or some kind of toy they've been pining for,
yep,
squirrel it away in your bag to, you know, nip the tantrum in the bud and try to encourage good behavior. I bring Reese's, Tootsie Pops, all of them. Just be quiet. And I always bring extra for the parents who didn't. So I don't have to deal with screaming on the plane.
You got to paint a picture, wow, too, for these kids. You got to tell them, here's what's going to happen when we get to the airport. This is what you're going to do. This is what I tell my 11-year-old son. And Charlie is a good traveler. He's been on a plane many times.
And the picture, part of that picture is painting the illustrious fabulosity on the other side. If they take the nap,
yeah,
if they eat the mac and cheese.
Yep.
And, you know, once your kids are 3, they understand the if-then scenario. And everything's about, like, painting that picture and bribery and bringing enough things to entertain the kids. So, and then it also depends where they're going. You know, long-haul flights are tough.
Yeah, right. I have some friends going to South Africa, leaving Sunday, and so it's a 16-hour flight. But the kids are older. You know, they're 13, 15, 16. And I said, well, you know what? Since they're going on this amazing trip, do your homework. And here's some films. Here's some videos you have to watch about the history of the places that you're going, so that at least that they can learn a little bit and know what to expect on the outside. So you can expect your kids, they'd be like, I don't want to do anything else on the plane. But if you're getting this great trip, why not give them a little homework?
That's, you know, I have a 14-year-old and 11-year-old. And since the children were 5, I make them do worksheets that I create. And they were really whining about the Copenhagen worksheet. But what it is I created like what they would get in school. I ask questions. What's the food? What's the weather like? Is there still a royal family? Where do they live? Da 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 da. And they have to do these 2-page worksheets. My little one has to finish it tonight or they're not going.
Man, you're tough.
Well, you know what?
Listen, we're going to go on a trip, but you have a homework assignment that you got to give to me.
Oh, yeah.
They're lucky kids.
But that's good. They learn.
Yes.
Sing for your supper. Learn early.
Yes.
Sing for your Copenhagen.
We have a question for you, Amy. Glenn, what is your traveling question? You're on WGN.
Hey, thanks for taking the call, and I hate saying that every time I call, but I've been getting a post on my Facebook account. It's an advertisement for a company called Booking.com. It's a 7-day package for $699 a couple. It just sounds so cheap.
$699 a couple. It's called Bookit.com. Bookit.com. Bookit.com.
Okay.
Is that legit? Are these companies legit that you see on Facebook?
You know, Glenn, you need to research. There's a lot of bait and switch that goes on in travel. So you need to research this company on TripAdvisor, on Yelp, even calling the Better Business Bureau to find out if it's legit or not.
Right.
To be honest with you, airfares have gone down considerably because the price of oil has gone down, and it depends where you're staying. I don't know what types of rooms they're promising you, but you have to really, really do your homework on these things. We have rented. I'm a big fan of renting, but I have to say, even me, who's a journalist, I've rented places where there was a bait and switch with the pictures, and it's so disappointing to go on a vacation and not have it be what you expect. So it could be legit, but you really need to investigate more than Facebook, because there's been a lot of fake news and fake ads going back and forth.
312-981-7200 is our phone number. Amy Terakoch in studio. That's her website.com. We're talking holiday travel. When we come back, I want to talk about last minute deals, because it's funny. I was talking to a guy yesterday. They're trying to book a trip for next week. Is there still time? Can we do that?
Oh, yeah.
So we'll talk about that next on 720 WGN. Light of all the reindeers, you know you're the 720 WGN, Pete McMurray, Jane Monzuris in for Bill and Wendy in studio with us. AmyTerakoch.com is her website. Amy, we're talking holiday travel, last minute deals. People are thinking, okay, I have next week off. Maybe I can find a deal online. Is there still time, or is that a fallacy?
It's actually not a fallacy. There are so many opportunities. You know, if you're like we talked about earlier, when you're traveling with kids, you don't really want to wait till last minute. But if you're a couple or alone or going with a friend, believe it or not, award seats, if they have not sold first class or even economy at the last minute, they will put those up, and you can even use your points last minute. Crazy. You can go to Zurich. You could go to Argentina. The places you should really look are places that are not typical, kind of against the grain places. Mm-hmm. So there's a guy called The Points Guy. Great resource. Brian Kelly's got a website about how to allocate your miles and your points. And
look at Jane taking notes.
I know,
right.
Jane's
now.
Like, I got a lot. She's of writing on her hand.
Yeah.
So I would say to definitely check with United, or if you have the Chase Sapphire card or American Express, there are deals and you can use points. The other way is to set airfare alerts. So there's a website called airfarewatchdog.com, which is a wonderful resource. So let's say you're thinking about going to the Bahamas or Puerto Rico, or even to skiing in Canada, which a lot of people don't think about, which is wonderful, or Taos, New Mexico. You plug in that airport and you will get an email update at every time the fare changes. Could be multiple times during the day, could be once a day, and you could
really
go down. Yes. These are Google Flights and Airfare Watchdog are what every traveler should use. I use it even when I'm, you know, booking very, very far in advance, but it's a very good tool for last minute bookings.
God, you're good.
So it's not too late today to say, I want to leave and go somewhere Sunday or Monday.
No, and I want to give you one other tip we just were talking about earlier. Norwegian Air and JetBlue have really been shaking up the transatlantic narrative, because a Norwegian Air is a lower price carrier, but it's actually beautiful flights. Mm-hmm. They are offering fares. They never jack up the flights when it's the holiday time. They're offering fares to Europe. You'd have to check, because I haven't looked this week. $400 and $500 round trip. It's no frills. You're going economy, but very, very nice planes and great service. They don't fly from Chicago, though, so you'd have to get yourself to Kennedy or Baltimore.
Okay.
And JetBlue just beefed up its service to the French Caribbean.
Wow.
So you can go to Guadeloupe and Grenada and get you like your croissant with the beach. they're on the Euro, and it's like they're fabulous places, and the prices are so much less than St. Bart's.
And if we're thinking about, okay, it's too late, I can't go anywhere next week, this is still really great ideas for January, February, when it's freezing cold here, and
you
just
want to
go
somewhere warm. Yeah,
these are great tips for all of the time. I mean, this is what travelers should do. Travelers need to do your homework, research. I love Expedia, but often there are better deals than Expedia. You just have to, and you should go to the Points Guy, who is just great. You should have that bookmarked, because he's always talking about.
Is that his website, thepointsguy.com?
Yes.
Okay.
Points are hard to use.
But
does he help you?
Because of him, I just signed on for the Chase Sapphire card, mm-hmm. because if you spend a certain amount of money, which for me is not hard, you get 50,000 points within the first month of having this card. So I put put the rent.
I'm a Chase member.
Well, this is the new Chase Sapphire Reserve. I just got 50,000 points. I put all my rent for my office on there. I got my kid a new bed. You know, I just put everything. And I got all these points that are essentially a free round trip ticket to Europe.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah.
What is the Sapphire card a year? $200?
I think it's $450, but that $450, I don't have the fine lines here, but you get that $450 back. Some secret magical way that the points guy tells you about on his website that I have to look at again.
How about Vegas trips? I go to Vegas every year with a bunch of guys in May. It seems like the Vegas flights never go on sale ever.
Well, I mean, again.
Never. It's always, you know, $300 every single year.
But that's not even expensive.
Yeah, that's manageable.
I know, but we used to pay $200. Yeah, I mean, you could get in and out of Vegas for two bills.
Well, if you wear a Speedo, they may give you a discount.
At the gate.
I'm too hairy, Amy. That's a different show.
So we should go to these, the Airfare Watchdog, the Norwegian Air, Google Flights, things like that, over going to, say, an AmericanAirlines.com or a Delta.com to look for our flights.
Well, the reason you should go to the Delta, United, and American is there's an option on those websites. It says redeem points and miles. Mm-hmm. And so you check that, you plug in your dates of where you want to go, and you should be able to be a little bit flexible in order to take advantage. And if you are last minute, there's a good chance you've got an awards ticket waiting for you. If not, a lot of people are going to Taos, New Mexico to go skiing in Canada. If people don't know about, some of the lesser trafficked islands. I mean, there's so much going on in the Bahamas now. The Bahamas are great.
Love the Bahamas.
Me
Haven't
too.
Been there in years.
And also the Zika effect. Zika is a horrible thing, and it's tragic in many situations. However, if you're a man or you're a woman over childbearing age and you don't care, use the discounts to your advantage.
Right. Look, they want people.
Being less traveled.
Oh, my gosh. Look where Zika is. They're saying it's not there in Miami, but the rates are still quite low. Hotels are offering a lot of discounts. Puerto Rico's been having a ton of trouble. Costa Rica, places like that. Wow. And you could get the deal of a lifetime.
I want to get this call in real quick. Okay. Andy, you're on with travel expert Amy Tarakoch. Go ahead.
Hello. Happy holidays to you all, first off. And
Thank you. Amy,
I've got a question. We're taking a trip to Europe, Denmark, next year, now in June. Is there a certain airlines that are better off to, you know, when you go to, like you said, Europe? You were mentioning Norwegian Air. Should I kind of look at certain airlines only when I'm going to Denmark, maybe?
I have two great suggestions for you. The first is Scandinavian Air, SAS. They have a lot of wonderful discounts. I'm actually flying it very soon. We got at the last minute. Well, for me, last minute is 3 months before. But we got great seats with my kids. Also, look at an airline called WOW Airline. It's a budget airline. It's Icelandic. But the cool thing is you could fly to Iceland and stay for 4 days. Pete's laughing.
I'm laughing because
he's writing
everything
down.
I'm taking so many notes right now.
He's writing this on his arm. So WOW Airlines allows you to fly to Iceland and continue on. And I'm pretty sure that you can continue on to Europe. I'm not sure if Denmark is one of the locations, but it's a huge airport. So I don't see why not. So I would encourage you to look at WOW Airlines, the Icelandic Air, which is also wonderful, and SAS, because they're really, and check Norwegian Air too. I don't know if that's one of their routes, but you could really get a nice deal.
You're the best. I mean, we could talk to you for another hour. Thank you for coming in. You
so
want to
good.
Plug your website, and when can we see you next?
Sure. AmyTarakoch.com is my website, and I also write for the New York Times, the Wall Street Journal, Men's Journal, and Travel and Leisure, and the Chicago Tribune.
Fabulous.
So, Check out the pieces. Got a nice one coming out about traveling with kids in the New York Times in January.
You're the best. Thank you for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Amy.
Coming up next, Steve, top of the hour news. He's got a Green Bay Packer story that he tells me it's a feel good. We'll talk next on 720 WGN.
Some news for shoppers here. I read that Walmart will close 2 hours earlier this year on Christmas Eve at 6 o'clock. Yeah, but the meth lab in the bathroom will stay open until 9.
Yeah.
Just so you know, that's late.
Yeah.
Okay. 720 WGN, Pete McMurray, Jane Monzuris, and for Bill and Wendy, it is fun working with you again.
It's fun. right? People were laughing.
It's nice.
You're happy today.
Very.
Things have changed. It's nice to see you.
Almost. Well, I have a psychologist in the studio and about... People get the blues around the holidays. It happens. Psychologist coming in about 6 minutes. This is why everyone listening right now should work out. One of the, our favorite places in the city is Shred.
Love
to go work
to
out. Bonnie and Tracy own the place. Yep. It's a great workout, but you saw a charity in there.
So I go to Shred a lot. I was there yesterday, but I was coming out of the building and they had a little bin and it said, put in your warm hats and mittens and gloves for Chicago Cares, warm up Chicago. And I was like, what is this? What is this? And so, of course, I brought in the hats and gloves that I don't use, but I want to talk about Chicago Cares.
People want to help during the holidays. We have the CEO of Chicago Cares on the phone with us, Janae Myers. Janae.
Hi, Janae.
Hi there.
What is Warm Up Chicago? Tell us about it.
Yes. So Chicago Cares, we work with volunteer, mobilizing volunteers to strengthen the city of Chicago all across the city. And one of the things that we realized was during the wintertime, I know I lose hats and gloves all the time. Mm-hmm. So you can imagine what some of our community partners, and we're working with over 300 community partners all across the city that are working with seniors and little kids, and they lose hats and gloves too. So what we did was we decided, we've seen coat drives, food drives, all of that, but we said, let's do a hat and glove drive because everybody could use that during this very, very cold time. Even though we're having some balmy temperatures in Chicago now, it's certainly cold out there.
It's simple. I mean, hat and gloves, think about all the extra hats you have at your house. Very easy to help.
Easy. And then also, you know, we have an Amazon wish list. So if you want to just go online and purchase things new, they ship right to our office to make it super easy. We also, along with Shred, have bins across the city in different office buildings, etc. So if you visit chicagocares.org, you can easily find those locations in the Amazon wish list.
And then how are you distributing all the hats and gloves and mittens?
So that is our team of little elves at the Chicago Cares office that then goes out to work with these community partners. We ask a lot of our partners, what do you need? How many do you need? But we have to also go through and sort all of these. So that's also a great volunteer opportunity to bring a group in and come and help sort. And then we write like nice little holiday cards to folks, package them up so they look more like presents than just you know, kind of a free-for-all.
Right.
So there's great opportunities to get involved with us. Just reach out.
And Janae, this goes on after Christmas. I mean, while it's cold.
It does, because it stays cold.
Yeah.
Yes.
So we start November and we kind of go through January, February to really collect and distribute. Last year, we were able to collect 12,000 hats and gloves that we distributed across the city to great partners that, again, really need it. It's those little extra things that come in handy during this time of year.
But Chicago Care is not only doing Warm Up Chicago, you have worked with over 16,000 volunteers throughout the year doing other programs as well.
Absolutely. So that's the great thing about Chicago Cares is you can go online to our calendar and look for volunteer opportunities, whether it's working at a senior center or at a school with children, a place for adults with disabilities, a domestic violence shelter.
Right.
We're working with so many different community partners, and it's an easy way for you to get involved. So if you're not sure what you want to do, you're not sure how you want to volunteer and give back, this is a great way to learn what kind of organizations are out there. We've got something in every zip code in Chicago, and we love to get people mobilized and feeling good about giving back and truly making long-term change among themselves and among those in their community.
I feel like people are going to be cleaning next week because that's what we do in the McMurray house. My wife is very type A. She likes to have everything cleaned and clean out the closets. And one of the things that you find is gloves and hats. And that's what you need right now for Warm Up Chicago.
Absolutely. We ask that they come clean and that they're in pairs. So if you have a singular mitten, that's hard for us, right? So come in pairs, make sure.
Don't give us one mitten.
Yeah. Sure
right. And we prefer new, you know. I mean, as much as it's great to get the extras and the leftovers to donate, you know, new's great too. And that's why we make it easy with the online, the Amazon wish list as well.
And gently use, no holes.
Yep, gently used, no holes. That does no one good in the cold weather.
The Amazon wish list, what a great idea. When did they come up with this? Because you can go online. We're all on Amazon every single day anyway.
Every day. I mean, Amazon's amazing. But you can just, we go on there and go, here's the kind of things that we need. You know, women's sizes, men's sizes. So it just makes it easy for you. And you go, boo, I'm going to spend $30. Boom. Here's what I can do.
So how do they know to send it to you? What do they have to do?
The Amazon automatically is teed up to send it to us at Chicago Cares.
So when they go to Amazon.com today, do they type in Chicago Cares? How does that work?
No. Go to ChicagoCares.org to find the Warm Up Chicago, and then it'll click you to the Amazon wish list.
Perfect.
So it'll go give you a link to that.
It takes you right directly to it.
Listen, I was on Amazon 2 days ago because one of my gloves ripped. Gloves are so cheap.
Yeah.
I mean,
they
lose gloves.
They don't make things like they used to anymore, you know?
Right.
So if you're buying a pair for yourself, buy a second pair to donate to Chicago Cares.
100%. We would love that because, you know, I think that's something that little things that we certainly take for granted, others don't. And, I mean, I don't know if you've gone through any of the viaducts lately and you see some of the folks that are homeless and living in tents.
It's rough stuff, man.
Or walking around this time of year and you see folks that are homeless. Like, it's serious and it's so cold. I mean, some of us don't even like to walk from our homes to our cars or, you know, transversing between buildings. So you can imagine what that's like. So these kinds of things for folks are so critical and so important. So the more folks can give back and be generous, and we know everybody feels that way this time of year, we'd appreciate it.
ChicagoCares.org. Janae Myers. Janae, thanks so much.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you. Thank you. And happy holidays to you.
You too.
Merry Christmas, Janae.
It's 720 WGN. With a hey and a he and a ho, ho, a he and a ho, and a ha, ha, ho, and a ha, and a hey, hey. 720 WGN. Pete McMurray, Jane Monzuris, in for Bill and Wendy. I made the mistake of telling Jane that I was a little down before the show, and she immediately calls up her life coach and therapist.
I said, we need to get you some help at the top of the show. I said, let me call my friend Tiffany Louise.
Apparently you have some problems because she's on speed dial and she got over here in an hour. Wow.
Of course. Well, I said, Pete needs help. And so she said, I'm being right there.
Life coach and therapist Tiffany Louise in studio with us. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me. It's a really important topic we're going to talk about.
Well, people get the blues over the holidays. It's just I was really depressed because all I do is run around. And it hit me this morning when I was picking up my wife's gifts because I'm not going to wrap presents and I'm going to pay $25, $30 to get five gifts wrapped. I'm very happy with that.
Yeah.
But we get depressed.
Yeah. And you brought up a really good point. We get off our schedule. Things change this time of year. We have less time alone. We're rushing. And really what you talked about is expectations, right? This is one of the big things I think that happen this time of year. We have expectations for gifts. We have expectations for our families. We have expectations for how the holiday season should look.
Right.
And when our life doesn't measure up, we struggle. But most of our lives don't look like a Target commercial rocking around the Christmas tree.
We're busy.
Yes, and we're humans, and we have families that are dysfunctional. And especially if we have, you know, a history of addiction or mental health in our family, oftentimes around the holidays, this can surface, and it can be stirring.
But you know what? Also, you bring up there's, you know, issues within families. A lot of times around the holidays, you know, you've lost your loved one. So for me this year, I look at it and I'm thinking, oh, it's going to be a great, fabulous holiday. And I go, okay, great. There's three people and it's just a weekend. And so then I got disappointed and kind of down about, so what? It's just a weekend and mom and dad aren't here. So you get depressed because you're missing those loved ones in times of old when it was a Target commercial or what I thought was a Target commercial.
You bring up such a good point. I think a lot of times, because of the crystallization of our memories around this time of year, we are missing the people who are no longer with us. So it can be joyful, it can be amazing, it can be sparkly and beautiful, but it can also be tough. So it's like, how do we handle that when it comes up?
If you guys are trying to cheer me up, it's not working.
Well, there are a lot of things we can do.
What can we do?
That's why you're here. Let's turn this puppy around.
Yes. And this is the amazing part. The awareness of what's going on sets you free, right? Sometimes we have this holiday blues kind of set in and we don't quite know why the fog has descended. But recognizing, this is why I feel sad. I miss these people that I loved so much. Simply putting the light on what's going on frees you from letting it sort of control the situation. And then you can know what to do about it. Okay, so I miss them. How can I honor them in my holiday this year? How can I create a new tradition that is going to start a fresh way that I look at the holiday season from now? How can I take care of myself? How can I be around people that I do love that brighten my day, give me life, give me laughter?
Right.
Where do I go to the light if I'm starting to feel like I'm struggling around this time of year?
That's great. I mean, I like that right there. What about alcohol? Does that play a role? Because I feel like I'm drinking every single night during the holidays.
It sure does. And it creeps up, right? It's sort of like sun damage. It's not the one burn that affects you. It's the small amounts over and over that wear your skin down. Same thing here. It's the holiday party here. It's off your workout schedule here. All of a sudden you have one too many there. And remember, I know we don't like to recognize this, but alcohol is a depressant.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Yep. So if we're feeling down and we're throwing them back, we're not going to feel the greatest.
So I think part of it is what I was trying to roll into my brain this week, because I'm sort of all of a sudden I was super happy and then I was like, oh, who cares? Is it about accepting what is and not what you thought it would be?
Yes.
And how do we do that?
Expectations lead to disappointment. Expectation leads to resentment. So we manage our expectations. We accept what is and we make the best of what is. And my favorite tool, and we talked about this before, is being in gratitude. When we are struggling, it's very difficult
God,
to be
right.
feel bad for yourself and also be grateful at the same time.
Damn, you are so right.
What's
Jeez.
Going on right now? Okay, yeah. These people aren't here, but the people who are here, I love.
Yeah.
Might only be three, Jane, but
God, you sound like
these
my
are
mother.
Your peeps, right?
What's wrong with you?
And so,
why are you depressed? You have everything.
Pete, let's turn this around on you, because you were a little bah humbug this morning, a little frown town.
Well, one of the things that happens with me is my wife and I get so busy and we don't do the check-in. We call it the check-in, where we spend some alone time
connecting.
Or we talk. I haven't felt connected to her in 2 weeks.
Yep.
And I sent her a text today, and she was having a bad day at work. And she laid into me, and it's like, oh, geez, who do I check in with now?
Right. And those grounding activities, the things that, you know, calm us and connect us, are the things that are so easy to step aside from when we're in the holiday spirit. So even though it takes us away from the holiday spirit, right? So it's like, how do you check in with the people that you care about? How do you do the things that fill you up? Make sure you're sleeping. Make sure you're meditating or praying, if that's a practice that you have. Get to the gym, because it's the thing that fills up your tank so that you have the energy to show up to the holidays and be in joy.
Okay, so give us the takeaways again for people listening right now. Number one, gratitude.
Gratitude. Recognize, well, I would say start with, how do you feel? What's going on? And get curious about why you feel the way that you do.
Okay.
Two, quick solution is to step into gratitude.
Yep.
Three, do the things that fill you up and create, and recognize that you have the ability to create this season in a way that works for you.
Okay. Something that makes me happy is hanging out with my friends at a bar. Does that count?
If it's connection and if it's joy and if you're watching how many drinks you're having,
Please, don't get me wrong. I love spending time with my family. Like yesterday, I hung out with my 11-year-old son who didn't have school. We went to lunch. We went and saw the movie Sing. It was just a wonderful day. It was great.
Yeah.
And then my wife last night had another business thing going on. So you get busy.
Yeah, but again, like what Tiffany Louise said, you got to be grateful. And I also think, too, is we're human. We're allowed to have feelings.
Yes,
So recognize what you're saying. Recognize what those feelings are. Mm-hmm. Deal with them.
Don't make yourself wrong for them.
Right. Because you're human.
We have expectations that we should be happy and joyful every moment of the holidays. And when we allow ourselves to be human, it's a lot easier to step back into joy.
You're a life coach and a therapist. What happens when you get depressed?
I follow my own advice.
Okay.
You know, I'm a life coach and therapist, but I've got to have my own life coach and therapist. And I've got to practice what I preach and walk my own talk. So when I find that, you know, things are shifting or I'm getting off my game, I get curious. What's going on? What do I need to put in place? How do I get up from this?
So you got to do an inventory, basically.
All the time.
Yeah.
No one would want to work with me if I didn't take my own.
How can people get in touch with you? What's your information?
My website is www.tiffanylouise.com. They can reach out to me through there, and also on social media, tiffany.louise on Instagram. I'd love to connect.
You're awesome. Look at you, you're smiling the entire time.
Thank you for having me. I love talking about this.
Pete, you feel better?
I feel thankful. Gratitude to everybody
thankful
listening.
For you.
Accepting.
Yes. All right, coming up, the big story. Kim Gordon, there was a Santa Claus arrested in Southern Illinois. She'll have that story coming up next on 720 WGN. Pete McMurray, Jane Monzuris in for Bill and Wendy today and tomorrow. Yesterday at this time, we were talking about tipping. And I'm not kidding when I say this. I received messages probably, you know, until 8 o'clock last night. Because everyone has an opinion. Email, social media, you name it.
Oh, good.
People sending suggestions. This is what I do.
We
talked about the mail carrier, the haircut person.
Cleaning lady.
And I started thinking yesterday, my mother, every single year, large family, 12 kids. So we ate a lot of soup, tons and tons of soup. The big cans of Campbell's soup.
You had to. A lot of kids to feed.
My mother kept all the cans. because she used to bake at this time of the year pumpkin bread and banana bread, and she would give that to our mail carrier. I remember going to the grocery store one year, and my mother had a bag, and she passed it out at the grocery store because she's there so much. Betty Ann would pass it out and say, Merry Christmas.
So she'd make the pumpkin bread or the banana bread in the soup cans?
In the soup cans.
Wow, that's
brilliant. And then she would take them out of the soup can.
They'd be round?
Yes, they would be round. So you can cut them. Why? Is that? See, I that's normal to me.
I've never seen it, but I think it's brilliant.
It is brilliant. And then she'd wrap it up in wax paper and foil.
And so that's what she gave to everybody.
Everybody. That was her thing.
And that's a low-cost gift, too, because she's already looking at 12 kids in the family. She's got a husband. And so now she's got to give gifts to all the extras. So forget giving the $20.
Right.
Here's something handmade, homemade, love-made.
Or fruitcake, too. The fruitcake. She would make fruitcake every year.
Fruitcake, Pete.
Fruitcake.
Love the fruitcake.
Gift ideas that don't cost anything.
You know what my mom used to do for us? And I love this. It's called a journal in a jar. So she would give us a jar, sort of like a canning jar, because she was a big canner. And so she had all these extra sort of see-through jars left over. And she would write down notes, anything and everything that I needed to know that I could write my life's history. So why was my name chosen? That would go in there. What was happening in the world when I was born? That would go in there. My favorite hiding place as a child. What I liked to eat when I was a baby. You know, the first thing that was like an adult food that a baby would eat. So every single note, every single thing that I may not know, and a lot of times you put them in a journal, but this is a journal in a jar. So you can write the notes, put them in the jar, give that as a gift. No cost, but such a great gift and a momentous gift, too.
Wow, your mother was a smart woman.
She was.
Barbara. Wow. Yeah. That is a great idea.
Isn't that nice?
Because think about it. I mean, I don't know anything. I have one picture of myself as a baby. When you come from a large family, your mother doesn't share these things with you. These stories come out over the years, and you forget.
And with 12 kids, you don't get the one-on-one time you need to go, Mom, did I like salad dressing when I was 2 months old? You know, write that down.
312-981-7200. Gift ideas that don't cost you anything. You made jam for somebody the other day.
I made jam for everybody. I make jam for everybody except for you, Pete, because I know you don't like sweets.
I mean, I'm not a jam guy.
Yeah, I bring jam. I make it a secret family recipe, so I do give that out a lot. But, I mean, low-cost gift ideas that are fun, festive, they're going to raise your endorphins no matter what. And that raising of the endorphins, I think, is worth more than buying an expensive gift.
Something Charlie and I did last year for my wife, Sarah, we put together a photo album. When was the last time someone did that? Not the picture frame, the digital thing. We actually put together a photo album. Went to Walgreens, developed the pictures, the whole deal.
What about, I put together for my brother when he got married this summer and his new wife, a recipe book. So all the Manzura secret family recipes. And I covered it in like some sort of blue and white. It was every recipe that they could ever want. Handwritten, typed when they used the typewriters. But I just made photocopies and it was a fun idea, but it cost me nothing.
312-981-7200. Also our text line. If you send us a text, please put your name so we can give you a credit. 708 area code. Cook their favorite meal as a gift.
Absolutely. How many times during the week are you home and you're like, it's a takeout, it's fast food, it's something that, you know, you're not spending the time making the favorite foods?
God, what is my wife's favorite food? I think lobster.
Oh, wow.
Lobster was a big deal. We used to make it every Christmas. I wonder if we're going to do it this week.
Can we
this
do
year.
One up for you, Pete? Why not make the favorite lobster meal, but also do like a at home jewelry, or not jewelry night, at home jewelry on the brain, at home date night, you know, watch a movie, lay on a pile of pillows.
Lay on a pile of pillows.
Sure, like make a pillow picnic. That's fun. I'm just coming up with ideas.
A pillow picnic.
I'm brainstorming.
Married 15 years. Okay, I see the date at home, but
you
the pillow picnic is not going to happen.
Might be able to get to make out with her if you do that.
Give him a coupon book for things that you can do on different nights. Oh, I like that.
Yeah, the coupon book is great. And I think online, if you maybe Google coupon book, they have templates that you can print out.
I would do that as a kid for, like, chores.
Oh, good.
You can wash the dishes, one coupon there, you know, things like that.
What would you get coupons for?
Well, yeah, like washing dishes, vacuuming, cleaning up my toys, things like that.
And did you do them?
Some of them may have expired. I'm not sure.
Yeah, but what was the payoff? So your coupon was go wash the dishes. What do you get for that?
Well, I would gift that. So I'd say instead of, like, getting my mom a gift because I didn't have a job at the time, I would just say, hey, this coupon's good for me washing the dishes for you or things like that.
And then when she needs it, she turns it in and says, hey, Kevin, here you go. Yep.
Got it.
Mom's busy today.
Is that a good gift?
That's a great gift. It's a fantastic gift. These are gifts that make somebody else happy, Pete.
I like that. That's good, Kev. Okay. I think I tried that 1 year with my wife early in the marriage. I'll take care of the kid. You go. Oh, it was a spa day. Sent her to a spa day, and I said I'd take care of Charlie when he was a baby.
Yeah. It worked.
Yeah, I think so.
That's okay. That's a good gift.
Okay.
I like the coupon gifts. What else you got? I think...
make him a mixtape or an iTunes playlist. God, I love making the mixtape back in the day.
Here's the thing. People are like, mixtape, that is so cheesy. But the reality is we all secretly love a mixtape.
I love it.
Now it's like a mix MP3.
I feel like people are exchanging music all the time. I get emailed songs all the time or text messages. Mm-hmm. Like today, Bone sent me something. He was working out. He's like, you got to hear this tune, and sends it right away. Media gratification. I don't think people are making CDs anymore, are they? I used to do that every single year.
It went from the cassette tape to the CD, and now it's an MP3?
Yes, right? It is.
Can you give them like the MP3 stick and go, here's the mix stick?
It doesn't mean the same thing. I don't know. Kevin, you're almost 30. What are the kids doing nowadays?
You could do like a Spotify playlist, I guess, but I don't know.
Yeah. Spotify,
That seems like a cop-out to me.
I like to own my own music. I like to have it. Listen, I want to have the MP3.
We're talking about low-cost gifts. So if you're going to give somebody something on Spotify or, you know, they're going to make it for you, that's no cost to you. You still own it. It's yours to listen to.
Okay, that makes sense. You're right. Now you got to go back to the original title.
Right.
Gifts that aren't going to cost you anything. Let's see here. 312-981-7200. Take a drive to look at Christmas lights.
That can go along the date light. How much fun is that? I drove around on our way to the party last night looking at Christmas lights, and it was fun to notice and see what people do in their houses. I saw two life-size nutcrackers in the front of windows that were lit up. It was like a department store. It's beautiful.
God, we did that as kids all the time.
You could drive up to Wilmette and see the Home Alone house.
Oh, that's a great date night, too.
Is that decorated?
I don't know. I think it was up for sale recently.
God, I've seen Home Alone 3 times already.
This year?
Yes. It was just on, I was at the club the other day and it was on the TV and I found myself just watching it.
Not working out. Did you do it
Daniel Stern falling down the steps.
On the pile of pillows?
Yes, the pile of pillows. 630 area code. I give my nanny a day off in January as a gift.
So it's a paid day off.
Right.
Yeah, that's good.
But you have to take a day off of work. For that.
Maybe she works it in when she's already off of work.
I don't know. 312-981-7200. Great gift ideas that won't cost you anything. It's 720 WGN.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. You really are a heel.
I hope that song wasn't for me because I'm happy now. And by the way, my low low is most people's high high. Okay? I don't get low that often.
That's the beautiful thing about you, Pete.
I was in Frown Town at the beginning of the show.
So
now I'm happy.
You've turned it around. Smile on your face. Now you're talking about gift giving, and I love it.
Pete McMurray, Jane Monzuris, in for Bill and Wendy. Gift ideas that won't cost you anything. 815 area code. Doing charity work. Make it a family affair. We do it yearly.
I love that idea.
Love donating time. Charlie and I usually go down to the Chicago Food Depository. We're going to do it after Christmas this year.
And that's okay,
too. Help them out. 309 Jim in Peoria. Donating time to do household chores. I feel like I do enough, though.
Well, this would be an opposite gift for you. Charlie or Sarah or somebody you know would then gift to you, hey, I'll do your household chores for a day.
I do all the laundry in the house.
Somebody would gift to you, Pete, I'll do the laundry.
I don't want anybody doing my laundry, though.
Well,
don't.
That's not a gift for you.
It's the wrong thing for my wife to do. That's a bad idea. Yes.
You can't be satisfied.
Listen to this. 847 area code. We're talking about gift ideas that don't cost anything. 847, write a letter to your mom by hand. My husband had our 9 and 10-year-old do it last year. I loved it. Nobody does that.
Nobody does
that. That's a wonderful idea.
Then you keep that forever and you have it.
Mm-hmm.
This is great.
Yeah. What about food ideas? You know, we talked about banana bread, pumpkin bread. You make jam. Isn't there something else that you make? My mom used
to... I made peppermint bark and gave that to everybody, too.
A what?
Peppermint bark. You know, it's the chocolate with the peppermint in it, and it's so good. Are you kidding me?
I love the chocolate. The peppermint, not so much.
You just put a little bit of peppermint extract in that white chocolate and dark chocolate. It's delicious. I'll bring you some tomorrow.
I leave a Post-it on the mirror every day for a week in December.
That's a great idea. Do you do that for your wife?
I leave her notes from time to time, but not every single day.
What about this? My aunt did this for me. She sent me a beautiful crystal sort of like serving tray. Mm-hmm. And she sent it early. And she said, this is a gift for you. Because it was hers. It was part of, it's a family heirloom. It's a treasure that right. She's like, hey, listen, I'm not using it. You're going to use it longer than I will. And she sent it to me for, it was a beautiful, gorgeous gift. So I think it's a treasure. What is treasure to you that you don't need anymore? Maybe that's for somebody else. I think that's a good idea.
These are great ideas. I love the letter by hand. Nobody does that. Have Charlie write a letter to Sarah? I mean, she'll be in tears. I mean, that's a home run right there.
Do that this afternoon, Pete.
Wow. Yeah. 312 area code. I just made my cousins, our grandmother's famous cinnamon buns from her secret recipe that I found in my mom's things. No one else has it. My first time working with the yeast, and it turned out great. Nice job.
What about babysitting?
You mean babysit for someone?
Sure.
I did that. Yeah.
Give your friends some time off. Say, hey, I'll take the kids.
My brother Dave used to live two blocks from our house. We used to babysit his kid all the time, and then I had enough. I felt like there was no payback. It's like, give me a little something in return.
Like, you should have taken Charlie.
Right.
Pete, here's the thing. We're talking about gift giving and doing something nice. And every time we mention something, you don't like it.
I like it. I think it's a great idea. But sometimes you need something in return, right? I know Christmas is all about giving and the holiday is all about giving. But give me a little something back.
I just don't understand
it's
you.
Just human nature. You expect something back, especially babysitting.
Sure.
And I have a kid at that age that still can't stay at home alone at night, so it would be nice.
Well, it's not like one for one. I babysit your kid, you babysit my kid. You're doing a nice gesture because that's the gift that you're giving them.
Please tell me that we're not exchanging gifts tomorrow. Jane and I have known each other forever. Kevin, I don't expect anything from you, but I see you walking in with something tomorrow.
Absolutely we are not doing that.
I don't believe
you. I've seen you for 3 days. I'm not going to give you a gift.
I know, but we're still friends. It's not like if we're not doing the radio show here, see you outside.
You probably would have got the peppermint bark, but the way your face snarled up when I said that's what I made for everybody, and also the blueberry lime jam, because I know Charlie and Sarah would like it, but your face like made a funny face. So you don't get it. I'm going to just give it to everybody else that loves it.
Okay, good.
Okay, fine.
No exchanging gifts.
Fine.
Got it.
I'll write you a note.
Top of the hour, Kim Gordon. The big story is Weight Watcher stock is way up because Oprah has lost 40 pounds.
Really?
That's a story coming up at the top of the hour.
Didn't she lose 40 pounds last year?
I thought so. Apparently, she lost 40 more with Weight Watchers.
Okay. All right. I thought she lost it, then gained it, then lost it. But if she's lost another 40, then okay.
Here's the thing with Oprah. Besides Weight Watchers, she has a chef making her low-fat food.
Yes, and okay? She has a gym in her house.
And she has a personal trainer that's on her back and probably a life coach, someone telling her what to do. Think about it. If you had all that, you'd lose 40 pounds, too.
Liz, everything in moderation, Pete, right?
It's 720 WGN.